This is a recording of Backroad Anthem inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio from earlier this year. The country band was performing in Oklahoma City this weekend when they had a trailer containing their musical gear stolen. Yesterday, I reached guitarist Craig Strickland by phone to find out more.
So we played two nights this past weekend at Toby Keith's. I love this bar in Oklahoma City. And every time we've been to Oklahoma, it's been awesome. And Friday night went good. And then Saturday night, we were staying at the Holiday Inn in Oklahoma City, and we come down the stairs Sunday morning early because we have load-in for opening for Duck Dynasty Sunday in Springdale, Arkansas. And so we come down 7:30 in the morning. Trailer is gone. A 4x6-foot trailer carrying about $50,000 worth of our musical instruments and gear that was all personally owned by, you know, each one of us. And it wasn't insured because, you know, we're doing this, basically we're a year old band. And so, you know, this is all, the guitar I was using was the guitar I was using for praise and worship. And you know, but the big thing was the fiddle. And the fiddle, you know, valued at probably $17,000 is just, that's just the heartbreaker. And so now we're trying to do everything we can to figure out where it's at.
Were you able to play at Duck Dynasty, the Duck Dynasty event at Arvis Ballpark on Sunday?
Yes, that's really cool. So we had like 3 hours probably drive back from Oklahoma City, and we just got on the phones and were able to, through, you know, the Northwest Arkansas community, just kind of hold hands together and get enough gear to be able to play that show. And so now we're trying to, you know, gather what we need for the next step. You know, what's the next step? Do we wait it out, or do we buy new gear? Do we figure out how to buy new gear? And so, yeah, we were able to play the event.
So the trailer itself, was it hooked up to your car, or did they unhook it from your car and take it?
It was. Yeah, they so we backed up a car to the back of the trailer. You know, we had to park on the side of the hotel, so because it was so busy, the hotel was so busy, and the side of the hotel, no cameras, very dim lit, and just set up perfectly for, you know, thieves, I guess. And we came down, and, you know, our drummer's car, he was the one pulling the trailer. I mean, they wiggled it out. They popped it off, popped the lock, and scratched the back of his car all up and moved it out and put it on whatever vehicle they got and just drove off.
Well, people can be on the lookout for this. What color is it? Are there any distinguishing factors, like a bumper sticker, or do you know the license plate?
Absolutely, it's a very small white 4x6-foot trailer with the letters BA for Backroad Anthem on the back, and probably 5x6 inches, and the red on the back center of the trailer. And this trailer doesn't look like any, you know, regular trailer. So it's a custom built trailer, so it's, you know, it's pretty unique, but, you know, who knows where it's at now. So, you know, if you see it, obviously call the police and, you know, go from there.
Is there any sort of, I know when this has happened before, there have been fundraisers. Are there any sort of fundraising efforts underway yet? Or are you still kind of waiting it out?
So we've set up a PayPal donation kind of headquarters on our Facebook page. And so everybody can go to Backroad Anthem, search that on Facebook, and you'll see the click donate PayPal button, that they can make any donation. And also, it's been really cool because Coach Barry Switzer, the old Dallas Cowboys football coach and the former OU coach, is a big fan of our band and a good friend of our band and a good friend of our fiddle player, Eric. And he has put up a $10,000 reward. No questions asked. If the fiddle is returned, somebody's getting $10,000. So hope that it gets returned.
That's great. What is so special about this fiddle? Is it older or?
Yeah. Well, actually, our fiddle player is in the car right now on the Bluetooth, so he could tell you a little bit about the fiddle.
Okay, my name is Eric. I'm the fiddle player in Backroad Anthem. The fiddle is it was made in 1826, so it's obviously old. Like Barry said in his interview, it was made in Europe. It's so old. It's like we're trying everything we can right now just to get that back. Like, that's the biggest thing, I feel like, to me. I mean, I have two guitars to my name, and I have those with me. And those fiddles are, those guitars are, I mean, they're great guitars, but the fiddle is something different, really is.
Was it passed down through your family, or you just happened to end up with an old one?
I've had this fiddle since I was about 8 years old, so I've had it for a long time.
Do you guys have any gigs lined up for this weekend?
Yeah, we have a wedding coming up where we're all trying to figure out, you know, gear to be able to use. Luckily, you know, we've gotten a lot of Facebook messages like, hey, I will give all three violins that I own. They might be junk, but I'll give them if he needs them, like, you know, stuff like that. So it's been really cool to see everybody trying to give us, you know, musical gear and stuff. But yeah, we have a wedding this weekend. And then after that, this is where it's going to get kind of tricky because next weekend we go to Kansas City. And then Saturday next weekend, we go to Columbia, Missouri. And so we're going to need to, you know, really find gear immediately to be able to keep pursuing our dream.
That was Craig Strickland and Eric Dysart, two members of the band Backroad Anthem. For more information on their stolen gear, you can visit facebook.com/backroadanthem.